Eretz Yisrael. And then the other one, it arises with almost each tita. Before see, does it arise with taka? The moment before seeing, does vitaka arise?
Yeah.
And at the moment of seeing, does it arise? And what about the moment of seeing? No. No need to have vitaka. One can see the world of karma. It can condition anything to happen at any time. Unbelievable. How can it be like that? Just by karma.
Well, speaking of karma, Meg was asking me a question about karma is the intention, right? The jetana. And then when there's intention to kill someone, but that person die or not die, or the person die after 5 days, it's different vipaka.
But the intention,
the killer's vipaka in the future.
The result.
Yeah.
Of whom?
Of no one but.
The one trying to kill.
Yeah. I mean, at that moment, the intention is very strong akusala.
Okay. That moment is strong akusala.
Yeah, very strong akusala. But the result of that person dying or not dying.
Does not depend on the persons who kill or who have such intention. It depends on that person's own karma in the past.
Right, the person died or not died depends on his own vipaka, right, also. But it would affect this person, that's...
Because can this citta affect the other citta? If there is no condition for that citta to arise.
But Vincent's point is, for example, if we talk about the
killing
conditions for it to be killing, to be kamapata, there has to be the intention, there has to be the other being, death has to occur, and so on. So if there is the intention and there's the other being, but the death doesn't occur, then even though it's the same strong intention, it's not the same kamapata as if the other being is killed. Is this what you mean?
Right,
yes.
Right.
So he's saying that even though the intention and the deed is exactly the same, the result is different
from that action.
From that action, depending
later,
on whether later,
the condition later we
depending on whether the other being actually died. So different.
Depending on his own intention, how strong it is.
Yeah. But also,
even it's not as strong, but if the person died by his own karma, it has nothing to do with the weak intention.
Right.
You just push, and then he died. See? Intention to kill is not that, just to push.
Right, but the example, if that's an arahant or just not a good person, it's different.
Depending on Arjuna as well.
So,
if you have no intention to kill arahata, it's not that level of karma.
Right.
But Jetana is karma, but not too strong.
Many factors involved too, because yes, whether it is, if it's an arahat, and whether it's a parent, whether many factors involved, whether the being actually dies. That's why karma is so complicated.
Yeah, depending on jetana, depending on viriya, depending on the person, which is the object.
Your object, yeah.
Yeah.
And whether actually death occurs. Like intention to harm the Buddha, different from intention to harm the mosquito.
The result would be very different, but the intention would be similar.
Because the intention to harm the good person is different from the intention to harm the evil, the bad one.
But if the person is not large, but this is a noble person, and compared to the person is aware this is a noble person, that's still different.
Different man, like you don't know whether this is poison and you drink it, no matter you know or not. Very complicated.
And just because of not knowing, that doesn't mean it's necessarily not of that strength, like not knowing that akusala as akusala doesn't mean that it's less akusala than, because one knows it's akusala. Not knowing is worse than knowing.
I'm not interested to ask. I'm
make it very clear. It's Maggie's curiosity.
She asked me several times. I didn't really want to know.
But actually it's a difficult topic because so many details and points involved. That's why the Buddha said that karma is incomprehensible. So some aspects easy to understand, it's easy to understand that it takes more effort to kill an elephant than a mosquito, or someone like a parent than a burglar coming to one's house, or something like this. But some details about whether someone dies and how that affects, many details, very difficult to appreciate, just to know many factors involved.
That's why karma is achinta, unthinkable.
Unknowable.
The whole day spent by thinking, but no answer. Because actually karma is the past and the result is present. We don't know, seeing this moment is a result of what kind of karma in what life at all. As much as one can understand is that it's yourself, it's not me, just a moment of seeing.
But when I eat too much now for this meal, and the uncomfortable feeling from eating too much is not a result of what I just did, of eating too much. It's different, right? It could be still from life back.
Condition, past condition, and present condition too. But any moment of vipaka, it depends on karma.
So if I'm drinking now, and I know if I drink, keep drinking another 3 glasses of beer or wine, I'll be drunk. So even when I get drunk, that's still not a vipaka.
And what
of
is the vipaka of drinking?
Drinking is karma, right? You keep drinking, it's karma.
Not harming anyone.
Why is it karma?
There are still
sankhara
like to drink.
It's like having soup. Yeah. One is beer and the other is soup. You have them. No difference.
If it's a kusala karma pata, it has to be the hurting or harming of the other. Like just dreaming about having a t-shirt or just drinking is not only when it's harming the others.
But conventionally we say we are harming ourselves by drinking too much wine.
There are many pachaya, and that can be pakatu panisya pachaya. It includes or covers everything.
I have an example for Nana, like for example if your school friend does something and they don't want their parents to know, so they hide it from their parents or even tell their parents an untruth, say, oh, I went to the market when really they went out with their friend to somewhere else. Is it akusala karma when they tell their parent the untruth thing? Yes, so this is why it's good to avoid anything that may lead to akusala karma, because it will bring bad results in future and it will accumulate, build up that habit, so one gets more and more used to telling that untruth. So that's why it's better to just have an open book, that anything one does, one is easy for one parents to know about, then no temptation to say anything untrue. So you can help your friends. Because after the session, he was wondering why sometimes asking a question is not curiosity, and why sometimes curiosity, right?
Because it cannot be known by just thinking. It has to be direct awareness. So just leave it because it's all gone. Otherwise, it hinders.
Trying to work it out, why this one and why that one. And because actually at the moment when it's, like if one's asking and it's understanding at that moment, or kusala, then
It's different from when it's just wanting something, trying to get the answer.
But actually, I understand more than when I heard about the Ajahn explained about that. Curiosity and anda. The form is more understanding, intellectual.
That it can support or condition the higher understanding later, little by little. Mm-hmm. It's now working its way all the time.
Like today, Ajahn explained about the vichikicca or the moha or something like that. It's not easy, but when I listen to Ajahn, I understand more. Have to know that.
And also one can see that actually understanding takes courage and patience, because otherwise one just assumes the curiosity for Dharma is all good and wholesome. So if one doesn't hear and consider, then one doesn't know. So actually to be truthful and courageous to understand what is real now.
Yeah, but that's right. But according to the sutra said that I listened to Ajahn, I just recognized that when I didn't see it, but when Ajahn said about in detail about the Ishetasika, it's like yesterday we talked about in the Hanoi, we talked about the attention for the Manasikara. Maybe Ajahn talked about the Yoniso Manasikara, Ayoniso Manasikara, and the Manasikara. I have to understand the word, each word, something like that. I have to listen, but I cannot find in the word in the book, but try to listen and understand that and deep understand more about what interesting that. And Ajahn give an example about the interest it for the Shanda or something like that. I don't know before, didn't know before about the Shanda. It's like a pleasure, but it's different, the interest in that.
That's right.
In Tosa, Monashit, Tosa, it's so interesting in them. They understand more. Yeah. Like Sutra said, that listen to Ajahn and appreciate.
And actually it's not really listen to Ajahn, it's listening to the Buddha's teaching. Yeah. So this is the point, otherwise people just have more and more attachment to Ajahn or just listening to her voice. But actually, whatever we talk about, whatever she talks about Chanda Manasikara, it's not her idea or her teaching. Actually, it's taught by the Buddha. We can find it in the text.
The point is like we talk the sutta in foundation. Even I read and then a meeting education, Vichakang. But when I shall explain later, it's more deeper. It's different from reading by itself or just listening. Mm-hmm. Maybe Ajahn just talk about like a fang la pern. It's not in Thailand. It's be careful listening and considering.
Mm-hmm. But when she says listen carefully or consider carefully, it doesn't just mean listen to the words that are said. It actually, the Buddha talked about listening. It actually means understanding what appears now at this very moment. That is the real listening. Not just hearing the recording or hearing the instruction, but understanding at this very moment. Like one can hear
Sarah is right, but it like a curiosity for me to understand what it is. First, it's like because experienced by is like it's not happened, but we understand by the word of the Buddha what is going on. Mm-hmm. That's so even today we talk about the Shanda in the 12, what we call the 20 Shita that have no Shanda. That's interesting because.
But the real listening is not just knowing there are 20 chittas with no chanda, but the chanda at this moment, like right at this moment, there is chanda, there's interest in listening, interest in understanding. So at this moment, kusala chanda, but also moments of interest in other things, akusala chanda. So the real listening has to be at this very moment of understanding.
I like the example that I give an example. That is Shanda, something that Ajahn asked someone. It's different Shanda, like a, what, Kunmarasi, doing something that that make me understand more about
yes,
that.
Yeah, yes.
That is the,
that's that, why we come to have the discussion.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just give that a way, in the
yes.
right way to understand.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Not just the wording, just
yes.
it happening.
I agree.
Yeah. And chanta to go anywhere, chanta mm. and listen. Mm. Interesting in that.
Different chanta. Mm. One is interested in the my camera,
yes.
the other.
Yeah, that make more understanding,
yes.
deeper.
Yes.
That's why I appreciate the sutra says in the end of the session.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for me, I appreciate more when people really show their respect to the Buddha and his teachings even more, to really understand at this moment even more praiseworthy or beneficial.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm not in the level of that, but in the level of me is just understand myself.
Yeah.
What I'm at, Chanda. Chanda
yes.
to watch the movie in the television or
yes.
what something that
yeah.
I have to understand myself too. Yeah.
We're very fortunate that Ajahn has been teaching for so long, yes, for sure. But it all points to the Buddha's teachings, for sure.
Even I heard a lot of the Chanda, but today or just is more understanding.
There's a lot misunderstanding about Chanda. Like even in English, they use this word wish to do or something, but to me it's nothing like Chanda at all.
Or even the when the Tampats ask about the, what the difference of the Panya. They mention about Dhamma Vishaya, something like that, the Jnana, or Vimangsa, something like that. But I heard a lot from Ajahn before that Ajahn explained about that, what the meaning of that wise.
For example, right now, it's not the level of Panya which can Vijaya, the Dhamma, see? Mm. Not yet.
Not Bojanga yet.
Mm-hmm. If I just read. Listen to Jan and talk.
And also, it's really, like we said in Hanoi, it's really important to bring up one's idea and question it, because otherwise, if one doesn't mention one's idea and it's not questioned and discussed, even one listens to a Jan, one can go away with just one's own idea and one's own way of thinking. Like many people can listen to a Jan and then they go away and continue their meditation practice and they say, oh, it's all just the same. So unless one brings up the point and the questions and it's discussed, then very easy to keep following one's wrong ideas.
The most important thing is understand how much ignorance is there.
Yes.
That is not easy.
At any time, whatever appears, mm-hmm. without the words of the Buddha,
yeah.
who knows?
Nothing knows.
This afternoon we talked about this too.
Mm-hmm.
That John said about this. He explained about it. It's not easy. But I got a question from the Vincent's. Even it's seeing, that the Vincent talk about the see and limit is not easy to understand. He makes about the samatha.
I think there can be a lingering ideas from when one has followed meditation practices, many lingering ideas, and hard to let go completely.
Swimming mm-hmm. a bicycle.
What chanda is there now? Going to swim or
bicycles?
So many things to have chanda for.
Because it arises with almost every chitta.
Endless, so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So common.
Because the other ahetuka chittas cannot be known.
Mm.
Except the 10, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. And then chanda.
So what are you having chanda for after this?
Depending on conditions,
right.
Yeah, because chanda arises after seeing, hearing. Life is much easier. Yeah. When there is understanding, actually there's nothing. If there's not anything arising at all, nothing. And when it has arisen, it has fallen away, nothing again. Yeah, so actually, just born to see and hear and do and eat, and then another life.
So it comes to understand that life takes care of itself, doesn't have to be controlled.
That's why the idea of I will be aware is wrong. But it arises by conditions until conditioned moment of just awareness arising of a reality right now. So there can be more and more understanding of anatta all the way until the self is completely eradicated. So long to go. Different life all the time. So no clinging to this life.
And usually there's like so much chanda for swimming or eating or giving a gift or showing kindness or whatever, but actually no understanding that each reality is conditioned at each moment. Who knows whether this or that will happen or anything.
That's why when talking about the do not do evil and do good deeds and purify jittas, these are the teachings of the Buddha, not just not doing good, evil, or do good deeds.
Because without understanding, really, it's useless in the long run. Just keep thinking that I will do it and having chanda to help and do good and avoid evil, but not understanding each moment, each dhamma is conditioned and not self.
So, no expectation for anything.
Thank you, John.
Chanda is just interested in something.
Kusala or akusala. But attachment, lopa, must be akusala.
Yes. Chanda can arise with kusala chitta.
Or akusala. Yeah. And who knows, at moment of being angry, that is also chanda, to be angry. Otherwise.
That's the point.
A lot of chanda, strong chanda to be angry, not just irritated, but really interested in the object to be so angry.
Thanks, Vajan, for pointing out this point. Normally, you don't think about the chanda when you are angry. It's just a dosa.
We don't realize how much interest there is.
Yes.
Just enjoy sometimes.
Yes.
Chanda to have it.
And not let go of the object, but when angry to, because of such strong chanda, to be angry again and again and again, so interested in that object, like the story about the person we're mad with or whatever, just so much interest in not letting go at all.
Yeah.
Quite different from the chanda in deep sleep.
Yes.
Because it's so strong then.
When it's vipaka, it can perform function like seeing very shortly, just one moment. And tathalabhana, sampatichana, santirana, unknown, that's all. So it doesn't play much role in moment of procession, seeing, hearing.
Just a weak cheetah with a few cheetah pieces.
In the pool, on the mountain, and everywhere, uncountable. No one can stop, no one can do anything the way it is. From life to life, see? So that when there's still the idea of self, one can endure whatever happens in each life. But when it's not me, what for? Just the element which is conditioned to be there, and then no return, nothing. So each word, when it's kept in the mind, it conditions more and more understanding by itself and letting go by itself, little by little, not all at once. But learn to see the useless of just why, seeing, hearing, thinking, and everything, not self. That's why the idea of self should be eradicated, first of all.
One has such strong attachment or aversion for so
Priceless now. Yes. It cannot be there anytime. Yeah. When the unconditioned is there, when the condition is not there, no matter you like it very much. Only right understanding is there, no matter it's how strong kilesa is, panya can't understand it. It's like the teachings of like miracle. In Pali, it is tamma teja. Yeah, there are five tejas. Yeah. Just the word, but can condition right understanding, which has sent before. Jarana teja means sila, and yeah, and kuna teja is samadhi. Yes.
Jarana teja and kuna teja.
And panja, panya teja, yeah. And the last one is charana, and kuna, and panya, and another word which eradicate the not the kuna teja, panya teja. It means maka. Yeah, but it's different word.
Check it out. That's four. One more.
Yeah, the last one is Dhamma Desha. It's like something, the Pali word. It takes quite a long, long time, like the Bodhisatta. See? And all Savaka begins right now. Listen and develop by themselves, by Dhamma. No one there. So from hearing, another level of right understanding is the object appears well. And why it's well? Because right awareness is there with right understanding. So people just want to, how can I have sati? No understanding of the difference between sati at level of intellectual understanding and the direct one. It can never be well at all when there's no awareness, yeah. Because it's gone all the time, quicker than anyone can imagine. But when avijja is not there, you see, panya can penetrate the truth because no avijja, which hinders.
Because of avijja arises almost the time.
It conditions the idea of self. When there's nothing arising, no avijja, no lopa, but whatever arises, even just one, ignorance and attachment to that object. Not knowing what is what, but attachment is there.
We have two times per week for discussion. One time for study the Nina books. Now we study the conditionality. Yes, the book of conditionality. The starting of conditionality. And previously we studied the Chetasika book.
That's
together.
Why you always talk about wish to do.
Yes. It's a what in the book. Wish to do, yes.
Actually, it's based on your lectures, so I don't know whether originally what word you use in Thai.
Wish to do is not,
correct.
Not correct. Because
that's why I asked you why you mentioned it. Yes.
Each word represents reality. That is so very subtle that it needs thinking over it again and again. For example, vitaka, see, and Pasa, see, they arise together, but they are different. Pasa has nothing to do at all except just touch.
Just contact the object.
Contact. And the vitaka, touch it. What about contact and touch? Yes. And vijara, see, arise together.
It's very difficult to translate to English. Like if you say that samasankapa is right touching or vitaka, it sounds so strange. So usually they say right thinking, but actually it's not thinking.
It's wrong because it's not thinking at the moment. When it's a path, it's not thinking.
Like at moment of enlightenment, no, they're thinking, but if we say right touching, can we say...
Yeah, and sometimes right intention for some sangma sangkapa.
I know,
yeah.
Also very confusing.
Yeah.
You know, intention or thinking, both not correct.
So it's only the understanding of the reality which can understand the word of the Buddha in Pali. Because it cannot be wish at all. At all.
Yes.
And do you listen to the edited English discussions?
Yes.
Also? We just uploaded the edited English discussions from last time in Vietnam.
Yes,
the one in Dalat.
Yes, yes, I just listened to
that. So many edited English discussions now, very good quality ones. And some we give a little star, which means it's good for beginners because not many Pali terms. We have the link on Dhammaho. We have it all.
Have she told you about Baitu, the Chinese schoolgirl of the mainland?
Oh, Baitu, yeah.
Baitu.
What about?
Have she told you about that now the Dhamma home, the Thai version, is now translated into Chinese? Yeah, and it's in Baitu. And we begin to have our program on TV. It's like the check of how strong understanding is there. Not mine at all, whatever. Otherwise, there might be regret or, I lose time not being aware. Because everything is the same, then it means that Panya has developed.
Usually, I never think about, regret about no understanding before or not enough or no interest in thinking like that. Not usually object,
all the accumulated jetasika, see, like panya, strong enough not to mind too much, and it's
or
so
how much or how little
and it's so very truthful because it's know that as long as not moment which reality appear, and well means nothing appear with it, even short moment just there, and while it's developed more, clearer, clearer, see? Until nothing at all, only that.
Jan was just saying, not clinging to having ignorance or understanding or whatever appears, because otherwise, always taking away from now, wasting time with clinging and regretting and thinking about all things.
No question anymore about how should I? Oh, is this right?
Can I? Should I? But I understand it's a condition for the doubt. Right?
So Panya has to understand everything until doubt is little by little eliminated. Because only the Sotapattimagga can completely eradicate the doubt. Doubt of higher understanding, higher level. Doubt of the appearance of reality.
So until Sotapattimagga, still many doubt for
the... No doubt at all, after becoming Sotapattimagga. Because the characteristic of reality must appear clearly to know that it's not me, it's not self, from the first jhana on and on and on. and no doubt about the difference between moment of vipassana and moment which is parinya but not vipassana. I better not hear any crying at all, no matter from who, from anywhere. Unbearable.
Or crying movies or anything. Yeah. You like
not crying. It's not like just the crying with sobbing and crying out. Yeah. No. It means that oh, that person has very miserable moment in life until the sound is like that. Yeah.
But usually, like if someone is very unhappy, like I remember someone told me when their husband died and they saw you and they were crying and you're so kind and compassionate.
Yes, yes. But it's not crying loud, like something happened so very terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Like being beaten or whatever. Yeah. And accident, I turned away. Yeah, I couldn't bear. So what can I do if I was with someone who has accident and pain like that? Yeah, but when time comes,
if you are the only one, you will help.
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
If you need to, you will help for sure.
But better not.
No. So how about skeleton? Is it skeleton? You ask, do you like the skeleton?
I think that it's only thinking about it. Yeah.
I have one question. So when she mentioned about skeleton and I said concept and you said nimitta twice and I said and nimitta because it's as object of samatha, actually it's nimitta but it's concept, it's not
because
reality.
We have to understand that there must be reality.
Otherwise there would be no
nimitta.
No nimitta.
So when the reality arises and falls away in flux all the time,
it's
enormous,
yes.
It conditions nimitta.
Mm-hmm.
And concept is that which is known from nimitta.
I see.
So before there's concept, there
must
be
nimitta. Yes.
But when we think about skeleton, already it's concept part
with nimitta.
With concept with nimitta. So it's
not,
it's not nimitta of Paramatta Dharma because it's already idea of whole and something.
Right.
And
everything arises and falls away in split seconds. That's why there are rupa nimitta, vedana nimitta, sanya nimitta, sankhara nimitta, vinyana nimitta, all nimitta.
Yes, yes.
But when there's an idea of course, if there's no nimitta of reality, there cannot be the impression or the imagined skeleton, so it must be nimitta of reality. But when one's thinking about or imagining the skeleton, actually it's still nimitta, but it's nimitta of concept.
That's
by that
why
time.
There are many meanings of nimitta.
Yes.
That
like
is the origin
samatha.
One,
yes.
Original one, the nimitta from the arising and falling away
right.
of the, and then the nimitta like thinking about it. In dream, that is also nimitta. And nimitta of the jhana.
Yes.
See, so there are different nimittas. Yes.
So in the dream we can talk about, so this is nimitta of concept, but in, because before once we said that it's only nimitta of concept when it's object
concept
of samatha.
Of
or concept
of nimitta.
Or nimitta of concept, no. Because
that
like
is nimitta, not
like
concept.
Like in dream, the object is
concept
with
nimitta.
Concept with nimitta. Okay,
yeah.
We can say concept with nimitta. Mm-hmm. So the object, because once we, I heard you say that it's only, well, we were talking about nimitta of concept then, but only in development of samatha, but actually even in a dream, it's concept with nimitta.
Nimitta is there. It depends on whether there is concept
with
of
it
or
not.
Yeah.
Concept of it or with it.
That which is known is concept from nimitta.
From nimitta.
Yeah.
So when thinking about the skeleton, why... Because usually, like we
it's
talk,
concept. and there must be the memory of nimitta.
Right.
Yeah.
This concept, because there's a memory of nimitta, but that's like when thinking about the stool or the tape recorder, it's still it's concept because there is has been nimitta of the, so it's the same.
There must be nimitta.
But usually we say, oh, it's thinking about concept. We don't say thinking about concept.
It depends, like a dream, there must be concept of nimitta.
Yes.
But when it's not a dream, thinking of building something and so on, it's no nimitta. Because it's just thinking about what to do.
Concept.
I will go, see?
Right.
No nimitta.
No.
Of the place.
Right. Okay. But in a dream, it's concept of the nimitta, and when thinking of the skeleton, concept of the nimitta, because it's the sign of what has been seen before the detail. Like thinking about Taiwan, just concept, because...
Concept, no nimitta, because we haven't seen...
We have no visible object or sound
yet.
Okay, that's good. But thinking about going to Bangkok, because there's an idea of the place because we've been before, so it can be concept of nimitta.
It depends. Whether you think of Hilton Hotel
or
just go to Bangkok.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that Hung, like me, maybe has some interest in skeletons and because she is interested in how the body works. And I think not dosa. I think it's more interest with loba than dosa for me. It's, I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the actual one, the real one?
Oh,
not the skeleton.
Different.
Yeah. The skeleton cannot eradicate doubt or... that idea of self, because it's a skeleton itself. So when we read, when we have understanding, we can read the words of the Buddha, no matter it's Vinaya, Sutta, and Abhidhamma, all about realities.
Realities, the nimitta of realities.
Yeah. Like now, nimitta, before there can be awareness of the characteristic which is nimitta of feeling, or nimitta of hardness, or nimitta because it arises and falls away unknowingly, very rapidly.
So we live in the nimitta world.
Right. The magic world.
Nimitta and concept world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And yes, well, in dream concept of nimitta, because it's about what's been seen and heard, but sometimes it seems like it's not anything that's been seen and heard, but still there must have been visible object and sound to have such strange ideas. And
because actually we dream about people and stories. So this moment is exactly like a dream. When one does not wake up yet, one doesn't know that one is in a dream. One thinks that it's true, like now. Each moment is so real, but actually it's gone. What is left is only nimitta.
Some people have very strong dreams, very disturbing dreams, and other people nothing much. We know the arahat has no dreams. When it's very strong dreams, can we say it indicates the very strong kilesa?
It doesn't matter, because it depends on condition. Because sometimes while one is fast asleep and there's short dream, unknown, see? But
it's completely unknown when waking up. That's true.
But when some realities are in between, it's clear.
Then it's clear. Or if woken up by the alarm clock or something, then it's that's true. On our discussion list, because some friends are listening to the discussions and they kind of write comments, including Nina, and like Nina will make some of the points from the discussions, and then some people complain that we make blanket statements instead of saying, I think whenever there is any wishing or wanting, it's attachment. We say, when it's wishing and wanting, it's attachment. And they say, how can you know? You can't know the other cheetahs. And
we do not talk about any particular person.
No, and we're not talking about our ideas, but just about what the Buddha taught.
About the truth of citta.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like if someone in the audience in Hanoi says something like, oh, you know, I want to understand and I want to have more kusala, or I want to, what should I do, or what, and then maybe we give an answer that any kind of wanting is lobha, you know, lobha for eating, lobha for having understanding, lobha for getting a promotion. So it's all this wanting, whatever. Even for the Dharma, it's lobha. And then on our discussion list, they say, oh, you can't know his cheetahs, right?
We don't talk about anybody's citta, just talk about citta itself.
For us, it's very helpful to be patient and respond and explain Dharma in different ways.
You know the number of...
So you don't quarrel with anyone, but they all quarrel with
They
all quarrel with the Dharma.
What's the most point they quarrel with?
The point that the monk...
About the monk.
Receiving money.
They don't mind about the Abhidharma. They don't know anything, so they don't quarrel. But about the anything to do with the monk's rules, especially like the money, or maybe eating some things later, but money.
They do anything, breaking the rules.
Having different possessions, TV, and all the kind of things we have, and
like lay people,
and the close family life, or.
Buying at the shopping center, things like that. Eating late.
Is it the same amongst in Vietnam? Same, I think.
The same?
Yeah. Encourage their children to give money to the monks, even.
And they gave me a different name.
What's your name?
Thevatata. Sujin. And Thujin, not Sujin.
Thujin.
Opposite of Su. So now I am Thujin, not Sujin.
When you hear these things, does it disturb you at all, or you just understand because of their wrong understanding? So
nonsense.
The more confidence in what is right, the less disturbed about whatever anyone says or thinks.
You know that we are invited to Nan, northern part of Thailand, but it's cancelled at the end.
Because
of the monk said, if I came, they wouldn't go bintabat.
Because in Nan, a lot of monks, a lot of temples. So this is some lay people who invited you?
Yes.
But maybe because they also visit the monks, so the monks know about it.
Yes, because you see that if I know before what the subject that I would say, I wouldn't go. Just about ordinary gratitude and very, very small subject. So I'm glad that they cancel, but we'll go with our own topic.
You will go with your, so now you will go for your own trip and plans. And whatever the monks do, then it's their business.
Let them do.
So
people can see.
So you will go and give arrange your own talks.
The crisis of Buddhism and the country.
Is that your topic?
Yes. Now. And it will be soon in the 15th of June at the municipality hall.
Oh,
Okay, oh, that is the date that was the fixed one. The what is that?
The same topic, the crisis.
In Bangkok.
Of Buddhism and the country.
But that talk is in Bangkok.
In Bangkok.
Okay.
And after that, in Nan.
Yes, the same one.
Whenever we hear about Dharma that you teach us, then we want to know more, and it is the yin.
No, no, not necessary to know more. Just understand just one word at a time. For example, Dharma. See, everything is not self. It's conditioned to arise and falls away. So that can be self. That can not belong to anyone because it's gone completely, never to return in samsara, just once. See, hearing more about this, one will do not cling to the past and think over about the past. But now, it has to be just now, not future, not the past at all. And by then, one can understand one's own understanding how much or how less. Because even it sees, it's still I, because that which sees does not appear as nothing but the experiencing. And experiencing must arise in darkness because it is that which experience, not light, see, not color.
And if understanding arising, it is just like a very little light in the darkness.
It's not imagination or expectation, just hearing and developing understanding that now realities arise and fall away unknowingly. So we just learn to understand the nimitta, the reality, because it's impossible to experience one reality at all.
One thing.
It's impossible. Because it falls away very fast and followed by the other one instantly all the time. So everything seems there all the time.
I always consider again and again what you tell about the reality, the Dhamma, and consider the what reality it is, whether it is the citta or shabdasika.
But I think that at moment of hearing is the moment of understanding develops.
It's right there.
Right at now, the seeing, now touching, there must be reality which is experienced,
hearing,
unknown as different ones at all. Like seeing and hearing, thinking, they seem they are together. But actually, just only one. And citta and chetasikas in each one, different. Not the same one at all. And we hear about this in order to have less attachment, to make the ignorance look back, pass on with just beginning to understand that it cannot understand. Ignorance cannot. So the understanding, the intellectual understanding, cannot either to precise and to penetrate the truth yet. So let's try go by conditions.
By conditions.
Because it's condition, no self. Like now, see, it seems like there are many people. Without conditions, nothing can arise at all. But it runs so rapidly, it's like magician. No one knows the tricks until intellectual understanding is there. It's like learning the trick of the magician. How it comes to be such and such moment as people and things. So they can be thinking, but thinking can be known as not self. Panya has to understand everything which is not understood yet. It means that Panya is strong enough to understand more and more, better and better. Not self, not I.
The
the way is understanding anattaness.
Anattaness.
Until all are dhammas.
I think she's tired. I'm afraid that she's so tired now. So
but you're
dare.
Chatting dhamma, isn't it?
See, nobody can stop life to go on at all. They must be seeing, hearing, thinking, but with right understanding or no understanding at all. One can see the difference. Those who never hear the teaching of the Buddha cannot understand anything. That what is seen is only the nimitta of the reality which is normal. Only that. All gone completely. Never to return. By hearing on and on and on, there can be moment of thinking, understanding, whatever appears, by conditions.
When I leave at home, there are so many, I realize that there are so many defilements. Sometimes I get angry with my mother, with my family, my mother, my father, and I often, for a period, I often get angry with my family, and I indulge in some kind of listening to music or watching Korean film, and then so many defilements arises, and then I little by little I realize that so if when I neglect from study and listening dhamma, there are so many akusala will follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I back.
Yeah. By conditions. Yeah. If they're so thinking about that, you continue on watching TV and anger and lopa. Yeah. So panya works its way, not you at all. No rule. No rule. Yeah.
For life.
Yeah. Thinking about many conditions from previous life, ready to condition what appears now. By that.
Who does all that akusala belong to?
The akusala arahata.
No, who has all the akusala?
Has only akusala.
Is it your akusala?
No, of course. Accumulation of the tendency, the past tendency. So strong, and my friends who are living with me, the nuns, she get angry with me. So I don't know how can cope with my defilement, how can cope with my akusala, the akusala citta. But just then I realized the danger of defilement, the danger when I get angry with my family, when I indulging in listening to music, watching Korean film, and I go back the path, step by step. It's so difficult.
And vipaka all day long, no one there.
Yeah.
Just live to understand reality.
Yeah.
That's all.
I remember you said
more or less we don't know, depending on conditions.
Yeah.
But anyway, one can see that just live without understanding is useless life, because everything's gone completely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why there's the word sunyata or anatta. Nothing.
Sunyata means anatta.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
From nothing to something and then nothing again.
Hmm.
So what for? Just appear very, very short. To be remembered, to be attached to, to be angered with, see? Not under anyone's control, because the way it is, that's the way it is.
But my friends, the nuns who are living with me, she studied a lot. She studied a lot about the sila, about the book of condition of life. Yeah, about the condition. And then they wonder why, but I'm not interested in that kind of condition because it's so difficult to me. Why
you
don't
have
know
to
that?
Remember the name, but understand that each moment cannot arise without conditions at all. And so many conditions, like without karma, there cannot be the I base, the rupa, which can be the reality that the visible object impinge on it. Other reality cannot at all. So how amazing reality is there. Just that rupa can bring about the idea of mountain and tree and everything which is seen with nimitta.
In English discussions, I hear you say a lot about, you say so many times about whatever appear, which is, remember, that's the reality, that's Dhamma, it is the beginning.
To understand that it's not people and thing and self, a permanent thing at all. Just different reality from time to time. And if there is no reality which can experience, the world cannot appear, anything cannot appear at all. So another word for the meaning of loka is that which arises and falls away. Opposite of lokuttara, beyond, above.
Relax now.
There is so seeing. It's not just thinking about the passing away, but it has to be the penetration, the moment when it arises and falls away, in order to be sure that actually it's completely, absolutely gone, never to return at all, at all. So you just cling to that which is no more. It's only in your thought. It's like now you think that you have arms and legs. Actually, it's only thinking about. Yeah, because it doesn't show up at all. At moment of seeing, no arms, no legs. Just that which is seen, trees and flowers and nimitta. But where about the legs and the arms? They do not appear. So how can you take it that it's still there? You think that it's there, but actually it's no, not there at all. Only the word of thought or thinking. With sanya, memory of that which no more. Like last life, no more. And tomorrow, no more today. Yesterday is not as important as this moment. But for tomorrow, this moment is gone, nothing important at all.
Of moha, roba,
yes. The only way, the only way. You cannot go to anywhere, meditation center, or anyone who doesn't talk about reality right now. In order to understand it, it has to hear the words of the truth about now. The sun gone. Yeah. You can find it anywhere at all, no matter this world or heaven or hell, completely extinguished. Like the fire, when it's gone, it's gone. So each moment of life is like that. And with out of ignorance, there is clinging instantly. If nothing arises, can there be clinging of that which hasn't happened or arisen at all? But whatever is there is object of attachment, for sure, out of ignorance.
Isn't it stupid? We keep reacting in Nikha.
Stupid?
She said.
It's not you, it's ignorance. Ignorance cannot understand whatever appears. Yeah, it's there. A reality which cannot understand. When it appears, it cannot understand what's there. At all. Ignorance can be object of understanding. When there's no understanding of that at all, it's there. Ignorance. No one at all, just a characteristic which is different from other characteristics.
No one is going to lose. I am not going to lose.
Only the idea, see? The idea of I. Actually, it's moment of thinking. Yeah. Seeing does have such idea. Seeing just see. Its function is just see. The faculty of seeing what's there appears to see. The next moment which does not see can have that which is seen as object, but not as the moment of seeing at all. Like we can think about the apple. Now, but it's not like the moment when it's there, appearing to see. Just understand the truth of life better than just take it for granted, not understanding anything at all. And we don't know how long it will grow, because how long we can hear more and more. Yeah. But it's better than hearing other things at all.
How many fruit is on a tree?